You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning, Denver's Mix 100. Lines are filled with people who want to play Rattle Off. The first one to get through today was Alyssa. Alyssa, what are you up to today?
I am just heading into work.
Yeah? What do you do for a paycheck?
I am a infant teacher.
What are you teaching the infants?
How much can infants learn?
I mean, apparently they can learn a lot.
What a gig.
This one's very very interesting for them.
What's on the curriculum for today?
20th century British literature. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, that's what's
on good one.
It's on the docket
pretty
today.
Pretty much.
Now, when we say infants, what age are we talking? Like under two?
6 weeks to a year.
Six weeks.
Yeah,
I have questions.
Me too. Like, what do you teach a six-week-year-old baby or six-week-old baby? Use your words, Jer.
We try to get them to color, but they don't do it. They don't like it. They just eat the crayons, so we do it for them. About their mouths, eyes. I don't know. Pretty much we just change diapers, feed them, and let them sleep.
Now you're talking.
What a gig you have.
Hey,
yeah, don't eat the crayons.
Bless your heart.
All right, very good.
Hey, you ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
Let's give it a try.
I've got some. Normally, we like to go with all new categories, but there were some that over the last few days people have not been able to get, and we don't think they're that difficult is the thing. So do you mind if I replay a few of them, Alyssa?
Let's do it.
Yeah, hopefully you were listening.
All right. Since we are into Halloween season, we need five famous monsters. Five famous monsters. Ready and go.
Gosh. Dracula.
Good.
Hold on to that one.
I'm going to keep using this one until we get a winner. Alyssa?
I think you should. That's a good one. Maybe I have my coworker try and call in because she's all about spooky season.
Is she?
Spooky season! I don't know if I want her around the infants then.
She'll probably kick me out of the room if I don't know this answer.
Yeah, keep this one to yourself. You are charming and delightful. Have a great day and thank you for being on the show.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to hold on to that one, Jer-Bear.
Yeah. Yep.
It's JC on line two. JC, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you JC or JC?
JC.
Like JC. Lacey, but JC.
But JC.
Yes.
Macy, but
no, it's JC.
But Macy, like Macy, but JC.
JC, like spaceships go to outer spacey.
But JC.
What's the origin of your name?
It's Lacey with a J.
I have no clue.
Yeah, it's just JC.
You never asked your parents where your name came from?
I think I was named after my mom's coworker.
You think or you've asked her?
I think that was the answer. I asked her a long time ago.
Okay. A coworker. Oh. She must have really thought a lot of that coworker, huh?
Yeah.
JC,
was
the
it
coworker.
A male coworker, and
was
maybe is your actual father? I mean, is that possible?
Dom, why do you got to be like that?
We're just talking.
You know, it is possible.
See,
they got a little freaky deaky, huh?
See,
I don't know who my birth father is, so that could be.
I solved it right.
It was
here.
The coworker.
It was your mom's coworker.
All right, I'll have to call my mom after this and ask
her.
No, don't ask. Tell her, say the guys on the radio solved the mystery.
It was your coworker, Mom. Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know what? Don't call her. Don't say anything to her. She'll just get mad at us. So don't do that, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Let's just keep this between you and everyone listening
to the podcast in Australia and Spain and Iceland.
Yeah.
And
where's your mom? Boy. Is she in Colorado?
Nope, I'm from Iowa.
Oh, you're
right.
Yeah,
see, they don't listen to our podcast in Iowa, so...
we're all good.
They don't have Wi-Fi out there or anything. It's all a bunch of corn.
That's right.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a CNA, a certified nursing assistant.
Good for you.
Good human.
We appreciate that work that you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
How are you at, like, inserting IVs? Are you painless with that?
Oh, I actually cannot insert IVs. I think if I did, I'd probably pass out. I'm not a fan of needles.
No?
No.
You're a CNA.
I just can't, like, shower people, wipe butts, you know.
You're good with a catheter.
I bet she doesn't do catheters either.
You don't do catheters either?
I don't stick anything in anyone.
Well,
those are words to live by right there.
It's like our producer, Josh.
Yeah, that's the story.
He's single and ready to mingle.
Yeah. I don't stick anything into anyone. That's fantastic.
So do you call somebody else in? Like if a situation arises, you're like, oh, we got to poke someone. Let's get Brad in here.
Yeah, let's get the nurse.
Really?
I'm not a nurse.
She's a CNA, for goodness sakes.
I'm an assistant.
Yeah, that's what the A stands for, right?
Will you watch? Yes. Do you watch them stick them?
No, she averts her eyes. It bugs her.
You don't even like to watch?
I can watch. I just couldn't do it myself.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Do you have a problem if somebody sticks a needle in you?
No, actually. I donate blood pretty frequently.
This is making no sense to me, then.
I know. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Well, not the first.
It's all right.
All right. Well, listen, and thank you for donating blood, too. I mean, you are an all-around great human being, it seems like. So.
Do you have a boyfriend, or are producers wanting to know?
Stay away from...
boyfriend?
Yeah.
Just stay away from Josh.
Sorry, yes, buddy. Josh. She's got
just
a boyfriend.
Stay away from Josh. He hits on all of our listeners. It's embarrassing.
Okay. Yeah. He's lonely. He's a lonely fella.
Yeah, well, if you get a haircut,
it
might...
I can find him someone.
Could you?
Are you going to set him up with someone?
I can do that.
All right.
You don't I hope you don't win, because if you win, you have to talk to Josh, our producer.
Oh, no.
I think I might get your information if you win. I don't want him in your friend's business.
Yeah, let's not do that. All right, first you got to win. Are you ready to play Rattle Off?
I think so.
Come on, JC.
Come on.
I've never done anything like this, so yeah.
Well, do you know how it works?
I rattle off 5 things in a category.
Yeah, in 10 seconds.
10 seconds. I can do that.
Sure you can.
Piece of cake.
Here's your category. We're looking for 5 things that you can buy in a can. 5 things that come in a can. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Okay. Can I say like specific foods? Like you can buy a can of beans.
Hurry.
You can buy a can of soup. You can buy a can of fruit.
Well, time's up. At least you don't have
horrible.
To talk to Josh.
That was horrible.
Yeah, you got 10 seconds, so you just got to say
beans,
soup,
peas, biscuits.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you don't want to insert sentences.
Come on,
JC. It just takes up too much time.
I know. Dang it.
Dang. Well, listen, you were absolutely a delight to visit with, and the good news is you don't have to talk to Josh.
Thank God.
Oh, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day. We appreciate your work.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And there she goes.
Gone
off
forever.
To work with patients. Hi, Aaron. Good morning. Welcome.
What's up, guys? How can I top that call? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
You can't. You won't. So
the
don't
answer,
bother.
The answer is you cannot.
We kind of hope
that she did win, because when you get to a high point like that, you know, now we're coming down the other side of the mountain.
Now we got Aaron.
It's all right. I'm a middle child. It happens.
You understand, don't you?
I do.
There have actually been plenty of books written about middle child syndrome. So
that's Aaron.
I don't have to tell Aaron.
I've lived it. You don't. And I don't read books. I just live it.
Do you feel like you're a peacemaker? Because they say that's what a lot of middle children, they come across as peacemakers as adults, because they've been trying to settle crap between their siblings their whole lives.
I do that. I settle between brothers and friends and everything. Yeah. I bring groups of people together.
That's good. We need you then, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
You're the middleman.
Somebody does.
Yep.
Oh, oh.
Now, do you need a girlfriend?
I have a wife.
You got a wife. No. All right. You're good.
Listen, here's the thing. We're going to play some rattle off with you. If you can get this, you will be the winner. 10 seconds. We need five. All right, this one's silly. Should I do the silly one?
Let's do silly.
Five things and let your imagination go wild, Aaron. Five things you cannot bring on an airplane. Five things that you cannot bring on an airplane. Ready and go.
Knife, gun, bomb, acid, and bowling ball.
Bowling ball. I think you can bring a bowling ball.
You can most definitely bring a bowling ball onto a plane.
You should have said meth.
I was waiting for a nuclear weapon, yeah. A samurai
pot
sword.
Weed.
I had it on the tip of my tongue, and I just couldn't.
Bowling ball.
Bowling ball.
Sir, is that a bowling ball in your bag?
hey, you don't know what's inside that bowling ball. It could be a nuclear weapon.
That's true. That is true, but we cannot accept it.
Can't do it, buddy.
And we have to tell all you right, that it was a joy talking with you, and I hope you have a great day, my friend.
You guys have a great one. See ya.
Bye. Thanks for noticing. Bye-bye.
All right. One more.
Last call. If we don't get a winner from Lori, then the game is over. Lori, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. What do you do for a living?
I'm a real estate agent, and yeah.
What's the price on your most expensive listing right now?
Well, $700,000.
Yes. That's okay. The biggest one.
It's a
huh?
two-bedroom.
Yeah. No kidding. In this market nowadays, huh?
Yeah.
Studio apartment. Yeah. Well, good for you. Well, I hope you get a buyer. You probably have a buyer before rattle off is
it
over.
It is under contract, actually.
There you
oh,
go.
Look at that.
Do you have backup offers?
Yeah. We do. Yep, we do.
Shoot.
Have they done inspection yet?
Waive it. You don't need it.
Yes, they did just finish inspection, but they waived their inspection. So, so it was just for their own peace of mind.
I don't get that, man.
I know.
I don't get the whole waiving of the inspection.
Just to get in the door. You know,
I know. That's dangerous.
But I understand what you're saying about the buyers wanting to do it for their own edification so they know what they have to go pay attention to and work out.
Yes.
So.
They know that they're not getting into a money pit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play a rattle off. If you don't get this, then the game is over.
All right. I hope I do it. I've been doing really good with everybody else's guesses. So now that I'm on the spot, we'll see how that works out.
Should I bring back one of them we've done today, Jeremy?
Do the monster one.
No, I want to do the can one.
Why'd you even ask me?
I don't know. 10 seconds. All right. Monsters. Five famous monsters. Jeremy insisted. So
come on,
ready,
Lori, don't screw it up.
Ready?
Wait,
say Frankenstein.
Ready and go.
Frankenstein, Dracula, Elvira, the Blob, and werewolves. I don't know.
werewolves.
Is that what you said? Werewolves.
Yeah, werewolves.
Yeah.
Are we gonna count Elvira?
Well, she
Elvira's
was
a monster,
vamp.
Huh?
She was a vampire,
was
wasn't she?
Vampirist.
It still is. She's like the female Dracula.
Then I'm going to give it to her.
I got to give it to her. You're a winner.
Winner. Yay, Lori. Commission Lori.
good for you. And you enjoy that 2.8%, all right?
Hey, thanks so much.
All right, hold on. Don't go away. Josh is going to visit with you and flirt with you now. there's your rattle off for today.
He's so mad.
Is he mad?
He's mad.
No.
He's visually angry.
No. Yes, he's fixing his hair.
He's mad.
We'll play Rattle Off again tomorrow morning at 9.